Philip had to flee his war-torn country in East Africa and leave behind his wife and four children. He was placed in a direct provision centre here in Cork and has been waiting nearly 2 years for a decision on his citizenship application. He says he feels lonely and stuck.
Everybody, my family, I miss my family.
Do you miss home?
Yes. You find yourself stuck, you can't walk, you can't do anything, like even activities, you can't do nothing, like even the skills you have, you don't use them.
Dozens are expected to turn out in Dáil Square for the protest this lunchtime, which is coinciding with a number of demonstrations across the country. Rose de Moll of the International Community Dynamics has likened the plight of asylum seekers in Ireland to mental torture.
It's not only just that they have nothing to do, but a lot of these people, and I'm talking about the fathers and the mothers of refugees who had to run away from home and leave their families behind, they don't know whether their families are going to eat tomorrow. They need to send money home. So it's like mental torture for them. Not to be able to work.
The Supreme Court is due to make a formal announcement tomorrow about the unconstitutionality of the ban on asylum seekers' right to work, following an Oireachtas motion about opting into an EU directive on the conditions for asylum seekers, including the right to work, the details of which are to be decided by the individual state. And fears are mounting that the government will introduce restrictive terms on the right to work. And today they're being called on to allow those stuck in the system of direct provision the right to work without restriction. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News in the city centre.